This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Keep an eye out for the new Google drones. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Google thinks it's found a way to attract millions more users. It is buying Titan Aerospace for an undisclosed amount of money. The New Mexico company makes pilotless aircraft, also known as drones. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has been looking into this. Morning, Nancy.
Hey, David.
So what might Titan's drones do for Google?
You know, it's actually pretty simple. A lot of the world still isn't connected to the internet because of technological hurdles. Titan's drones can help change that. The drones can hover in the Earth's atmosphere and become sort of flying hotspots, providing free Wi-Fi for people in developing countries who don't have internet access. Google hopes they'll then do lots of Google web searches using Chrome, of course. Google could get millions of new users out of this.
How reliable are these things?
Well, all we really have to go on at this point is Titan's claims that they can stay in the air for years without having to land or refuel. The drones that Google would use to beam down the internet would run on solar power.
Now, privacy concerns always accompany drone stories if these become private sector eyes-in-the-sky tracking devices.
Titan prefers to highlight that there are lots of uses for its drones, things like monitoring environmental damage caused by oil spills or deforestation. And of course, drones could also help make Google Maps more accurate.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you.
You're welcome.
That bug that allows hackers to get into supposedly encrypted data has shaken up companies left trying to figure out how to protect their customers' data and their own secrets. The changes needed could be expensive, as Marketplace's Stacey Vanek-Smith reports.
The Heartbleed security flaw affects around two-thirds of all websites on the internet. The collective fix is a big, expensive deal, says tech consultant Tim Beharin.
When you add up all the IT hours, as well as physical costs, you know, buying additional software for security reasons for these companies, I have to believe that the cost will probably be in the billions.
Another blow, harder to calculate.
There's also a major PR cost.
Data consultant Will Riegel says many consumers have scaled back online shopping and other transactions. He says coaxing them back will require outreach.
You first need to fix the issue, plug the hole, and then secondly, you need to reinstill confidence back in your user base so that Heartbleed doesn't continue to drain you even after the fact.
Riegel says it will take months before we can start to assess the full economic impact of Heartbleed. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
As opposed to us 1040 and 1040 EZ tax filers, many businesses had their 2013 tax deadlines about a month ago. Many found deductions for things like labor and rent to keep tax bills lower, but that's not the case for marijuana dispensaries in states that have legalized medical or recreational use of the stuff. Grace Hood reports from Colorado.
This month marked a big milestone for Erica Freeman, owner of Choice Organics near Fort Collins. After Colorado voters legalized recreational pot, she spent thousands opening a new shop right next to her medical dispensary.
A whole separate video surveillance and you know, security systems and all of those kinds of things.
Freeman and many other licensed marijuana business owners file taxes, but because of an Internal Revenue Service code known as 280E, originally written for illegal drug traffickers, they can't write off retail expenses associated with the business.
I mean, all of these things are necessary for the front of the house, and therefore it's really not eligible to be written off.
Recent rulings from tax court have allowed businesses to write off costs associated with growing marijuana, but the income tax rate for pot shops in Colorado can be as high as 70%. That's according to Jim Marty, a tax accountant who works with dozens of dispensaries across the state.
Depending on where they're at, it can be catastrophic.
For stores that are just starting out in this industry and can't break even, Marty says this is a particularly bitter pill to swallow.
If they have losses, real cash basis losses, it can be a shock to them to find out that they owe taxes in years when they haven't made any money.
In California, 280E is even a problem for nonprofit dispensaries. Aaron Smith with the National Cannabis Industry Association says stores that sell medical marijuana can't get tax-exempt status from the IRS. That means they're filing taxes as for-profit businesses.
The cruel irony behind this is that illegal drug dealers almost never even file income taxes, so this provision really only affects the legitimate state-licensed marijuana providers.
The association recently hired a full-time lobbyist to push reform in Congress. In Colorado, a solution could come from the courts. Arguments on one dispensary's tax case are expected to be heard later this year. In Fort Collins, Colorado, I'm Grace Hood for Marketplace.
And contrary to what the media has been telling you, today is not really the deadline to file your federal tax return. Well, it is if you owe the government money, but if they owe you a refund, the penalty for late filing is a percentage of what you owe, and a percentage of nothing is nothing. Of course, not availing yourself of money that is due is a debilitating penalty unto itself. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.